This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuenin and three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, our producer, Cal Hunter. And I just showed Todd, this is a day to pat myself on the back. I have become what, Todd?
You're a public figure.
A PF.
You're a PF.
I've become a public figure on my Instagram. I'm so excited about that. That has just raised my elevation of my... you know me, I have real issues with confidence.
Yeah, I know. Fred, it's been such a struggle. Cal and I were talking about this earlier, how difficult it has been to get you to come out of your shell, to get you to not be so afraid.
Just step forward, Fred. Just feel free.
Just get out of the shadows.
Right, exactly. It's like he's agoraphobic. He's just afraid to be out in public with people and... Yeah,
I know.
We've taken Fred to our official Radio Law Talk psychiatrist. He said, there's really nothing I can do. Yeah. I mean, That's okay.
But I just figured, you know what? You guys are here to help me. And the three musketeers are all alone again without Denise Dirks, who, for a second time in a row, which is very rare, is not here to hold our hands and make sure we're doing what's right. Remember, every time we get emails, I'm not going to say every, but almost every time we get emails, it's always about how smart Denise is and how, without saying it, but insinuating it, stupid the three of us are, which is actually quite true. Don't you think, Cal?
I can't deny it. I don't like to, but I wish I could deny it, but I just can't. I have this thing about being honest, so yeah. No, she's right. I mean, Fred is the anchor of the show, Denise is the brains, Todd has kitties, and I sit back here and try to make sure you can hear them. That's how the whole thing goes.
Sometimes that doesn't work, Cal.
That's right there.
Cal's call us 855-LAW-RADIO. You can call us at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. There's a lot of fun, exciting things that we're doing today. Just so you know, I'm going to go to Spokane, Washington, and probably Seattle today after the show. I'm excited to visit with people I know and do some business there. But we are going to talk about some fun, exciting things. Remember, this is the most exciting, fun, magical, and sometimes informative show on Earth, other than the what, Todd?
Other than the alien shows, you know, those in the middle of the night you find yourself traveling across the desert. Near the Amargosa Valley, mind you. Traveling across the desert and you're looking for a nice AM station or maybe a low-power FM station, something local, and you tune in and you hear this guy, well, I was abducted 5 times last week, and I'll tell you what, they don't mess around on those ships.
That's exactly right.
Those shows,
those are phenomenal.
They might have us.
They have us.
They do.
Remember, we're not giving legal advice. This is... we're talking about many cases today. A lot of it's allegations. Remember, you know, until you're guilty, you're innocent. And I unless you're found guilty by your peers or a judge, you're innocent.
What about in a civil case? Is the presumption of innocence go with a civil case?
Everything is. That's the way our court systems are.
Cool.
Is. And so what I want people to understand is we talk about things, but, you know, it has changed dramatically since I was a child. To where, because of social media and how fast everything gets out, it seems like in the court of public appeal, a lot of people are guilty before they even get their trial. So let's remember that. We're real advocates of that, whether you're on the left or the right or the middle. Everyone's innocent.
In fact, that is a legal strategy many times. Get out in front of the case. Get our narrative out there before the truth or the investigation comes out. I mean, it happens.
Well, we've got some great things we're talking about today. A serial pooper. That's probably one of the most important things we're going to talk about.
A person who poops cereal?
Yes. Cereal. They do. That's exactly right.
You've heard of Captain Crunch, right? Yeah, well, this is Captain something else. So
yeah, and no disparagement on that great General Mills. We're also going to talk about, I know it's a shocker, Weinstein.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the courtroom. What we're going to do is kind of bring a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff and talk to you.
We've got stuff about pretty much, every phase. We have a little bit about the opening statement. We've got a little bit about jury issues, and then it gets to direct examination, cross-examination. We got a lot to talk about there.
It's going to be interesting. That'll pretty much cover the most of this hour, and then we're going to talk about emotional support animal laws. Be prepared, those of you. We are politically correct. We are neutral. We always are. We say it one way or the other. We argue both sides. This is getting out of control. And so I think what happens are the feds are going to talk about this. Our Utah case, that we discussed, and we're not going to get in details about what it was, but this is precedent, this case. And it's very interesting.
All I'm going to say is it's something that we covered earlier, and we promised we'd keep you abreast of any developments.
That's exactly right, and we're going to do that. Aerosmith's drummer is suing Aerosmith. I mean, this is what, they've been together 50 years?
Yeah, the 50 years. And there is no sweet emotion going on between the members of that band.
He said, you walk this way or else, and they said no.
No, and then we've got Affordable Care Act, the Supreme Court. What they did kind of tipped their hand, so we're going to talk about that. Avenatti we're going to talk about, and there's even more and more we can talk about. These 3 hours that the three of us are going to enjoy. But most important thing we do is case or no case. Cal, and Denise does not get any points, only Todd and I. Your favorite, just set it up before we go to the break. Let's set it up.
I'll make it quick. Now it's
time to play case or no case.
Well, we all know that Apple Computer Company hires lawyers by the dozen, or as they sell apples in wholesale by the gross, to fend off the many hundreds, nay thousands, of lawsuits presented to them every year, maybe even every day, because of their extraordinarily deep pockets. And we've all heard of the MacBook computer, cute, popular, and say some crazily overpriced, but a separate story, just an opinion.
Sitting here on my desk.
But here's a little thing you may not know about the MacBook: the butterfly keyboard has two keys that get stuck very frequently because of dust and dirt that get up in there, so you're typing along and nothing happens, right? And so Marvin Picard didn't like it. He had a son. Starting out as a lawyer at a big firm, he decided to see if his son might want to make a class action lawsuit out of that to really be, classified as a rainmaker. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, for a good start with you first. Case or no case?
Well, let me, before we get through this, because we don't have a whole lot, we have a few minutes left, I want to review that. So Apple Computer, when you're typing on the typewriter,
on the smaller MacBook,
MacBook,
right,
it gets dust in it. And as you type on it, it gets stuck?
The keys don't function. There are two particular keys that do not function in almost every Mac that is exposed to any dust at all. Of course, the point behind a laptop is it's portable, so it's likely to get something in there.
Okay, so go ahead, Tom.
Well, you said butterfly keyboard. Yeah. What's a butterfly?
It's a type of keys. There are two types of keys on a keyboard. One is a butterfly, and the other is...
will this be violating the case or no case rule if I look up what a butterfly keyboard is, show it to Fred?
No.
Because it'll pop in. There's the scissor switch and the butterfly switch. Those are the two things. Scissor switch and butterfly
what
are the
scissors?
Two common types.
Okay. Right. All right. So we've learned a little bit about computers. I'm not going to get into I want to think about this during the break, but so he wants to sue Mr. Lawyer. I'm a superstar lawyer now because I'm brand new.
Right.
He wants to bring a class action suit against them for the dust because it keeps sticking.
For the thousands of people who paid thousands of dollars for a MacBook laptop, who now, when they try to do little arrows, the little arrow keys, that little section,
it gets all messed up.
It's all crunched and they don't work. And he said, there's got to be something to be done about this. Yeah, and that's...
Okay, this is a California case, I would assume.
I would presume so. That's the premise.
All right. Well, we're going to be back after this. If you want to chime in, you don't have to be on air. Cal will just take your answers at 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to Instagram. I'm going to do some Instagramming today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we'll be back after this.
Cool. All right, stay tuned because the answer on Case or No Case is coming up, plus a ton of other interesting things that are being discussed by our esteemed panelists on Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we got the Apple computer that has, it's the portable computer that is getting dust in the keypads on a butterfly keypad, which I'm going to assume a butterfly is like, you know, how it folds. It's a computer that folds because it's a laptop type computer.
I would guess.
And because of that, an individual who wanted to be a superstar, according to our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, wanted to bring a class action lawsuit.
Who also wants to be a superstar,
yeah,
but not working out so well.
That's exactly right. And brings a lawsuit against Apple saying, fix this. Thousands or millions of people have bought this, whatever, and fix it. I'm bringing a class action lawsuit. The answer is, that's a case, and it is a class action lawsuit does occur. And I'm going to say they win. I have no idea why, Cal. It's just too early in the morning for me to think too intelligently. I just don't know why. I'm just going to say he wins this lawsuit, and they actually, or it settles. That's what I say. I mean, define win. I guess they could settle, but the point is they change the keys and fix them.
Something happens to...
No, Apple's got to change the keys, whether it's a settlement or they win the lawsuit, but it is a lawsuit.
Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case... or no case.
I'm wondering if in future installments of Radio Law Talk, maybe we can have our options be goes to trial and wins, goes to trial and loses, settles, never happened, but I don't know. But this year...
I'd have to put in a scale for scoring. I can do that.
I got a kick out of this one here. The kid's name, or the young man who became the lawyer, his father's name was Marvin Picard.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Captain McCoy.
Beverly, yes. Engage. Well, there's that. It's a new show out. They've revived John Knight.
I don't think his name is Marvin there. But anyway.
No. Well, Marvin is Patrick Stewart's younger brother. He didn't make it in the Academy. So, have I filled long enough? Is that enough fluff here?
We lost 14 visitors.
Yes, we probably did. We probably lost a lot of. So, he's on another one.
If you're driving, just put your head out the window. Listen to hear any clicks or button pushing, and you'll know we failed if you do.
All right, I'm going to agree with Fred. In the words of Ricky Gervais, I don't care. I'm going to say this is a case. And as soon as we're done, I'm going to look up butterfly keyboard. You know, Fred's over here asleep. It's a case, and I'm going to say that he loses because this is a common problem, and unless the keyboard is shipped with this, unless it's like defective right out of the box, dust is a common inhibitor in computers, whether it's on the keyboard or clogging up the fan. Tip. We don't give advice on Radio Law Talk, but tip to all of our listeners. When you're cleaning your house, take the vacuum and clean out the back of your computer, okay? Otherwise, you're going to burn that thing out if you've got the tower sitting on the floor
or something
like that, especially if you got animals. So, case, and there's a settlement of some sort, but the plaintiff does not win.
Todd has a case.
They're kind of saying the same thing I said, but
all right. Let's get to it if we can. First off, those of you who say it is a case, that would be Fred and Todd. Well, congratulations to you.
Yes, we just won up on Denise.
However, I obfuscated somewhat.
Oh, now I got to look up the word obfuscate. How will you knock it off?
There is no Mr. Picard.
Beverly Engage.
But it did recently clear a legal hurdle, and the case is still moving forward. Apple retorted to the lawsuit saying, we offered people a repair guide and advice on how to properly clean these particular switches. Apple's admitted the keyboard was bad. The suit calls for either a new computer, a new keyboard, or a refund to all of its MacBook owners. Apple says no. And if you said case, congratulations. If you said no case, too bad. So better luck next time if that's you as you listen on case or no case. Congratulations. Two points for Todd.
All right, we'll take two.
Now, in the event Apple is listening, and I'm sure they are, because this is a law show, and they've got a...
I just want
them to know I'm using one right now, mm-hmm. a MacBook Pro, and I have no problem with it. It's old, so if you want to send me a new one, as somebody who's really good at the product and loves the product, I'll take a new one to beta test it for you. There we go. That's the thing I'm testing.
I like it. Is yours the 16-inch model did not have a problem, only the smaller screen?
I don't know how big this
is. It doesn't matter. Let's go on to the pooping case.
Yes, yes.
Let's go to pooping case. The pooping case.
Oh, brother, that one.
All I got to say is one thing, and I have been an attorney for quite some time. I'm getting older now, and I have actually know of a civil, and Todd's looking at me. Todd, we can't get in detail. You understand that. Promise.
I know.
We, Todd and I, know of a case where there was a pooping problem that came before a judge. Now, let me tell you.
What?
A couple, yes, this is actually true. I've read the transcript, too. And I'm going to tell you. One of the questions by Your Honor was as follows. Well, it depends. How do you know that it was? Well, I'm going to back up and take a break, and we'll be back and talk about the pooping case. We'll be right back.
You know what? I got this all wrong. Keep going, Fred.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
I turned the flap the wrong way.
Oh, he now just said we're out. Well, let's see. We got.
And we're not. I lied.
Okay, we're good. So anyway, long story short, the judge asked a question. So the defendant's up there saying, "Well, there's no proof that that was what it was, the little poo-poo.
Excretion.
It's not. There's no proof of that." And the judge says,
"This is so gross."
Well, officer, and there was a police officer up there testifying, there's a smell factor. Did it looked like it? Did it smell like it? I was waiting for the taste part, there's an olfactory. The word olfactory was used. Could you tell a smell? And the officers, you could just see the officer on the stand giving this look like, really? But the officer's like, "Your Honor, it was pretty obvious what it was." And it just, so this is not unusual, but this one's in Massachusetts we're going to talk about. And that transcript, Todd, you and I have read,
yes,
is the most interesting thing to determine whether or not this individual was at fault for pooping in public. And by the way, we're not talking about San Francisco right now because it probably happens every day. And we'll be back and finish up with the Massachusetts serial pooper. And unless Todd wants to talk a little more about this one that he and I have read the transcript. I'm Fred Petty, your host, Radio Law Talk. Come on back.
And by the way, if you're eating breakfast, we apologize to you. But anyway, there's much more of Radio Law Talk coming up right here as you listen on RadioLawTalk.com, which you can do anytime and on your favorite radio station. We will be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The floor of the U.S. Senate now belongs to attorneys for President Trump on day 5 of his impeachment trial. After 3 days of arguments from House managers, the president's legal team has begun their defense.
We're going to put on, I believe, without question, a compelling case. As I said, we have two goals. We're going to refute the allegations that they've made, and we're going to put on an affirmative case as well.
That preview from the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow. House managers have already laid out evidence through testimony, documents, and the president's own words, which they say proves he sought investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden from Ukraine while security aid and a White House meeting were withheld. The death toll has risen to 22 after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck in Turkey. The earthquake was followed by 400 aftershocks. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Again, innocent until proven guilty is what we always say. But in Massachusetts, there was a store owner that would patrol outside his store and walk around and would notice these piles of things in his parking lot. Quite often, he would figure out what it is, just not only by its look, but its olfactory smell, and was complaining about it. And apparently, the police got wind of it and decided to do something about it. And an officer was at the parking lot one time and looked over and saw a lady. By the way, she was 51 years old. Opened the door of her car, and by the way, you ready for this? Her Lincoln MKX. Nice car. Opened the door, and he noticed she squatted and went over there, and there was the pile. And he caught her red-handed. Now.
So to speak. Did he have a discussion with her or anything?
Let me tell you what happened. So he goes on and talks to her. Apparently this had happened on, at least, according to the owner of the store, 8 separate occasions. And they thought at first it was just an animal. In fact, a bear or something. And they thought, well, but what gave it away was the toilet paper and the wipes. But I said to her, you know, but look.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I've seen the commercial, you know. The commercial, I don't know the brand, but they have the bears that are.
It's the soft one. What do you call it? The I don't know.
Like a Charmin?
No, it's not Charmin. It's one of those really soft ones. It's got the little bear.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is that the state of California, by the way, is now looking to ban disposable wipes.
Oh, okay.
So this is what couldn't have happened in California is my
let's
point.
Let's not talk about California. That's another discussion.
Well, I was just saying.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, but anyway, what happens is, and then she just says, look, you know, and now what we talked about, what do you charge? What is the charge? Every state's different, but here what they're charging is 8 counts of wanton destruction of property. Okay.
Well, you got indecent exposure.
Well, no, she's behind the door of her car. I don't know, Cal.
And that is a good point. I'm glad you said that, because indecent exposure is not just the showing of genitalia or things like that. And this might segue into our Utah case here. It's not just that. There's usually a component in the laws that requires that it be done for some sort of sexual gratification, either for your arousal or the arousal of somebody else. And so this wouldn't necessarily apply. I remember back in the day, I had a case when I was a young prosecutor. Well, let's just face it. I was never young when I was a prosecutor. When I was an early prosecutor, and this guy was on leave from the Navy. And you know the show Jack Johnny Knoxville?
Jack Bum.
Well, yeah. He wanted to make a video like that. And so he went over to a local putt-putt golf place.
Uh-huh.
Right when the kids had gotten out of school for graduation, and decided that he was going to run around, streak through the golf course with nothing but a well-placed sock. Okay?
Mm.
Well, people chase him down. He gets back to his car. The cops show up. He gets arrested. We had a hard time figuring out what to charge him with, because he wasn't doing it for that. It was in California, they have a public nuisance code.
Right.
And
it wasn't indecent exposure.
No, it wasn't indecent exposure. It was just a public nuisance is what they did. But a lot of cities have municipal codes result in a violation.
Right, right.
And I think that's what happened in Massachusetts. I know in California, in San Francisco, for example, where they do have an issue with this, it's in the news with people defecating in public, the city has a municipal code that the police enforce.
Okay, well, let's talk about what her defenses are.
Yes.
Okay? We're going to jump 855 Law Radio if you want to talk about her defenses. The defense would be what? The defense is, I had to go. And guess what her defense was? She has an apparently legitimately irritable bowel syndrome.
Hmm.
And she can't wait. And by the way, you know what she does for a living?
Yeah.
Oh, Cal, ready for this? It is, she's a nanny. Okay.
Yes. What?
Yes, she's a nanny. And so she claims
does
and
she
argues.
Teach potty training?
I don't know what she teaches. But irritable bowel syndrome. But, of course, the prosecutors come back and say, and the owner of the grocery store said, well, we have bathrooms for you. You can use our bathrooms, and they're available to the public and you, and why don't you come use it? But she's going to argue, my irritable bowel syndrome, it happens, and I can't wait.
And here's what cuts against that is the fact that the officer was observing this happen and observed her waiting in the parking lot. She wasn't very far from the house that she nannies at. That's one factor that the prosecution's going to have. Two, again, like you said, her employer said we had no restrictions for her using the bathroom. And three, the officer watched her wait for the parking lot to clear. Now, if you have IBS, and it's one of those...
What's IBS?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
I've got
15 seconds to get to a toilet or there's going to be a mess. That's one thing, but she sat there and waited for the parking lot to clear, and that would have been plenty of time, they'll argue, for her to drive home.
Would they also not offer the thing of this was in a retail environment, so there may have been some stores where she could have gone in and used a restroom?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what they said. That's what the store owner said. But the other issue is that... this is not like the first time. It's I could see if it was okay, it just happened, but this is a multiple occasions. This continued to happen occur over and over.
Always at the same spot.
Yes, yeah. And that's why she's an SP. They call her an SP.
What's that?
Serial pooper.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, let's not discount the fact that when it comes, there are people that just, once they get a spot they like, that's where they're going.
There's SPs.
Usually it's in your own bathroom.
I have an SP with my bathroom all the time.
Yes. SP's Anonymous. Hi, everybody. My name is Todd, and I'm an SP.
Hi, Todd.
I have kitties, too.
It's been 3 weeks since my last public bowel movement.
Oh, man.
Now, if you live up in the mountains.
I asked my nephew to pull my finger, but I called my sponsor. They helped me through it. I'm good. So, go on.
Without Denise here, we just can go on. Todd, you had another. Okay, about the one that you and I read the transcript, you have another point. We're still on this, but we're gonna backtrack to the one that you and I know about.
Well,
so what was the point you brought up?
The other thing in that was the transcript. This is going back to the judge who was describing the defecatory material left and whether or not they had probable cause.
It was near a library or something, or near a building, building.
It was in a
sidewalk.
Public building.
Yeah.
And the court opined that it could be mistaken for a chocolate candy bar.
Exactly right.
I read that, I was thinking.
I read it too.
He must have just watched Caddyshack, okay? And so, but this isn't in a drained pool, and it wasn't a Baby Ruth.
And it was not on film.
No.
And it wasn't the 70s where that was typical slapstick comedy, you know?
Yeah.
No, and that's exactly what it said. And can you see, I just could still see the prosecutor and the officer just scratching their head going, what am I doing? Why did I get into this?
Well, what's the defendant? Does the defendant have no? Was she like being embarrassed or anything by all
no,
this?
No, the thing is, and actually, they had a public defender defending him. In this case, I think they actually found him guilty, but of a lesser account. From what I remember, it was a lesser account. So my point is, we're making here, Todd, and not myself, and our producer Cal Hunter, do not be an SP. It's very important that you use the public toilets, unless you're up in the middle of the mountains and you can't help it.
Do you think the public defender was also doubting his career choice at that particular moment?
Well, when the judge wondered and asked the police officer if what the olfactory in the olfactory came out situation was, whether or not there's evidence. So anyway, that's we're going to move on to Weinstein.
If I had a case like that, if I was addressing a jury, and I don't know how I would keep from not saying...
Laughing, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, a bear and the rabbit were in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever.
We're gonna get to a Weinstein coming out. We've got a lot to go over with Weinstein. I really don't want to get into it now, but there's a number of things that Todd alluded to. The first thing is the trial started. We're going to talk about the jury selection. There's one issue with one jury that Todd, even I, the hair on the back of my neck went up when the judge did not allow this for cause, this person to be kicked off. We're going to discuss what that juror did and what the juror didn't say that they are doing that clearly, well, we can't opine on that because we're not there, but the judge said, no, they can stay on. There's that issue. And we're going to talk about three of the witnesses that have testified and some of the very interesting things they're testifying about. Details. We're not going to get into details because it's G-rated, but we'll be back. Very interesting. Don't go away. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com is live on Saturdays, 9 to noon Pacific, which means you can listen to us there during those hours or listen to all previous shows, which we gladly archive for podcasting. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, stop it. Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back. We were going to talk about why Weinstein. There's no way this segment, Todd and I decided during the break, we're going to get through Weinstein. That is almost a whole show. So we're going to jump to some of the other interesting things that we've been following. If you have followed us in the past, we have talked about the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals came down with an absolutely interesting case, and they ruled on the side of the following. In Fort Collins, Colorado, they have an ordinance about women being topless. And the ordinance is basically, and we can get into the details, but I don't want to, it's basically you can't, you know, in public, go topless. And the court, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, why is that important? The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals held, and I'm going to tell you why it's important, held that it's unconstitutional to discriminate between a man and a woman's taking their top off. And basically Fort Collins decided that it's going to cost what, over $300,000 just to appeal it to the Supreme Court. So they just let it ride. So here's the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals holding that it's okay, excuse me, that it's discriminatory to say a woman can't take her top off, yet a man can. And why that is important that that occurred is because the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals covers the following states. It covers Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. So now in Utah, we've brought this up, a mother who is actually not a biological mother to these two children. However, there's a divorce. Three children, I'm sorry. There's a divorce, and she remarries. I mean, the husband remarries this gal, and she calls herself a feminist, and she's part of the movement to allow women to be topless. And while in their garage in Salt Lake, the children walk in, and they're actually doing a lot of work. They're putting up sheetrock, drywall, yeah. And it's dirty and dusty. They don't want to get all dirty and dusty in their clothes. So the husband and the wife took their tops off. And she basically told the children and kind of talked to them about, you know, this is why it's important that it's they should not discriminate against mom and dad and having their top off, and it's okay. Well, when you're in a divorce situation and the biological mother, it's visiting rights to dad, and the new wife is doing that, yes, the ex-wife is not going to be too happy. And so what she did is she reported them, and the district attorney's office came in and started prosecuting her for a number of things. What was it? Lewdness in basically before child, and then what it's called child.
It was.
I can't think of the name. Anyway, charged her with a misdemeanor of basically showing herself in front of. We're going to look it up. Showing herself in front of these children. Now. Her argument was what? Guess what? The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals just held, Your Honor, that it's okay for me to go topless now. And that 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Colorado is the Court of Appeals that covers Utah. And so what happens?
Well, she filed a motion in the prosecution or in the court where she's being prosecuted, citing the 10th Circuit's recent decision, saying we are in that circuit, and asking the court essentially to toss the charges against her based upon the ruling of the 10th Circuit. And the judge in the case denied her motion.
He said, I don't think so.
She said, female judge said, yeah. We're not going to do this because one of the bases that the judge gave was that the female breast, trying to get the exact language here, but it said the female breast is...
I'll tell you exactly. It says they've been known, they sided with the prosecution arguing that lewdness is commonly understood to include women's breasts in society.
Yes.
And that the judge upheld that.
Now, here's where I think that... This woman is going to lose, and it's based upon the language of the statute that she is being charged with in Utah versus the language of the city ordinance that was ultimately struck down by the court in Fort Collins, Colorado. The city code in Fort Collins was just a blanket topless ban. A woman shall not go topless in public. That was it. There was no requirement that, in addition to being topless, there be proven some sort of sexual affront or exposure to arouse your own sexual gratification, the gratification of somebody else. It's just, if your top is off, you can't be in public. That was it. Now, the code section that she's charged with in Utah reads as follows: a person is guilty of lewdness involving a child if the person, in the presence of a child who's under 14 years of age, intentionally or knowingly exposes the female breast below the top of the areola while in a private place, either A, under circumstances that the person should know will likely cause affront or alarm, or B, with the intent to arouse or gratify the sexual desire of the actor or the child. So there's more.
This is getting PG rated so far.
Yes, so, yeah. but there's more to the prohibition. The law that she's charged with goes beyond simply being nude in a place where other people are.
It's not a semi-nudity ordinance.
No. Yes, yeah. No, it's not at all. And so I think that she's going to lose on that, because if she won on that, and if the court ultimately found that the Fort Collins, Colorado case should be precedent here and allow this prosecution to go away, that would open the door to a whole host of conduct that the government would be powerless to prosecute in the state of Utah or in the Tenth Circuit that goes far beyond simply just being nude in public.
Well, here's the other thing. What people have to understand, too, this is just the judge's ruling on whether or not to throw it out on the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. That's all that is. It's still got to go before a jury, and the jury could still find her not guilty.
Yeah, she was trying to short-circuit the whole, we don't even want to get to a jury, this thing should just go away. It's kind of like the criminal equivalent of a summary judgment motion.
Right,
this
right.
should just go away.
So in a misdemeanor, would she typically be able then to do this before a jury?
Do what before a jury?
In a misdemeanor case, would that be typically a jury case or a judge case?
It's a jury case. You know, the Constitution says that all people charged with a crime are entitled to a trial by jury, right?
Right.
Well, that's been interpreted to only apply to federal crimes. So in some states, state of California, for example, you are entitled to a jury trial even on a misdemeanor. The tiniest misdemeanor out there, you're entitled to a jury trial. The only thing you're not entitled to a jury trial is an infraction. When I was in the state of Tennessee, though, misdemeanors, you weren't necessarily entitled to a jury trial. You could request one, but most of those trials took place in general sessions court before a judge.
Well, a lot of people used to say, I had a right to a jury for a traffic violation, but that was then changed to an infraction, and you don't have a right to a jury trial in California, at any rate, over a traffic infraction.
Well, here's the one issue, too, Todd. There's been a number of other courts that are coming down on the same issue and have ruled in favor of the state. A lot of times it's not just a state, it is a local municipality, a city, a county that has rules about toplessness in public. And the way the wave is going right now, Todd, is it's going toward having standards of women having their top off and they're not allowed in the public. So but again, the Supreme Court of the United States has not heard this.
Yeah.
But this is all going, staying down in the circuit courts. And the Supreme Court does that a lot, huh, Todd? They do that they want it to be flushed out in the lower courts before they take a stand. And what's happening now is I think they're letting it flush out in the lower courts. So far, all the lower courts, except for the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, are pretty much holding four city ordinances against women going topless in public.
And the Supreme Court has to do that. They take a small fraction of the number of cases that are there. There's only so much time in a day and in a year to hear them, so they've got to weed through it.
And the FTN people, the free, the nipple folk, are not going to give up on this. So this is
going
to collide somewhere down the road. Right.
I think Todd and I should never, I think we should be illegal for us to take our shirt off for sure. We'll be back. We're coming back next hour. I'll count.
Yes, and I have another exciting case or no case for you involving telephones.
All right. We'll see you next hour.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up. Couple of hours right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. If they're not carrying the whole show, ask them why not. Because, you know, really, they should if you think about it. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.